stop. Lex and Stacy with Threesome Podcast number 61, the We Got S to Talk About episode.
We do.
Because we better have S to talk about in every one of them, so I felt pretty safe saying that.
You took a bold step.
Yep.
And, we're going to go with it.
Being a member of the Lex and Terry show, we have to do that often because we're full of it. So we always say we're going to do something we're not quite sure we're going to pull off, but seem to get it done. I'm taking the same stance on this program.
Well, good.
Even though it's different in nature, it still has the same principles behind it. I'm half of it.
Yes.
So
it's like the one thing Terry and I have in common.
Yes.
You
have to have me as a partner.
I love it.
I feel sorry for both of you in some ways.
No.
Well, thank you. That's very kind, Stacy. A statement quite indicative of somebody that spent 22 years less with each other.
I don't know. I think I have a pretty good grasp on you, and I'm good with that.
Yeah, me too. I feel the same way with him and you.
Good.
I know what I'm dealing with, so I got myself into this and felt okay with that, so we proceed.
Go ahead, admit it. You like me better.
Oh, well, yeah. You have a vagina.
I do.
Yeah, so you already have one-upped him immediately.
Take that, Terry.
Because I just get along better with vaginas for some reason.
I've always gotten along better with penises, too.
Yeah. I like the flirtation. I like the... I just like the mind of a woman for the most part. Not all of them. I mean, when the mind of a woman's fucked up, it's bad. But... Most of you all have a way of thinking I can identify with.
Well, good.
You know, that definitely, at the very least, is charming.
And well, good.
And the very most, very insightful and actually clarifying the way your thought process works on some things.
You know, bless you for recognizing that in other people.
Yeah, I mean, here's something chicks are really good at. Processing and organization.
Yeah.
Thinking about little things that in the sum parts really make big things a lot easier to deal with.
Yeah.
It's something guys aren't very good at.
Men tend to be... And this is obviously a wild generalization.
Sure.
Very tunnel visioned. You know, like a family vacation. We have to drive to this destination. That's all he's worried about. Whereas
yes.
She's worried about what are we going to pack? You know, what about, you know, how long is it going to take? You know, do we need to take sandwiches? You know, all that kind of stuff.
I'll give you a great example. A couple weeks ago, Samantha's 18th birthday, I got tickets for her for Metallica, X Games, Austin, and I was just going to take her and her boyfriend down. I got a couple of hotel rooms, and I was just going to, you know, probably go find a good barbecue restaurant in Austin to eat something out while they go to the show and all that, and then go to sleep and come back the next day. Well, right before I leave, because we drove down separately, right before I leave, I say to her, okay, last chance. Want to come along? And she goes, well, sure. I went, oh, okay. Well, awesome.
Well, there goes hooker night.
No, I mean it's like I really... didn't care either way. I didn't expect her to want to go deal with it. She hates car rides, for one thing, especially with me.
18 years of experience.
And not Samantha, Lisa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sam was already going with her boyfriend. Yeah, they're okay, going in a separate car so they could act like adults, you know?
Gotcha.
So I was just going to drive by myself, you know, listen to loud music all the way and, you know, have a 7-shot Starbucks. And.
But still, there goes hooker night.
No hooker night.
I'm sorry. High-class escort night.
Not even high-class escort night. I was actually going to meet Kat Thomas at Hudson's on the Bend for dinner and just hang out. And and that was pretty much it.
Gotcha.
You know, a chance to see an old friend, have a good time, eat some great food, get up the next day, come home. No big deal. But I decide, for some odd reason, that Lisa might want to go with me. So she says in the aftermath, I kind of guilted her.
Oh.
Yeah. Into coming along with me. So when she's packing her stuff, she's like, I'm really not prepared. I'm really not. I don't even know if I have everything I need, you know, to go to dinner tonight. She goes, I just don't feel good about this. At that point, I should have said, well, then stay here.
Yes.
But instead, I say, don't be a pussy. Grab your shit and let's go.
So it wasn't so much guilting as it was just strong arming.
So the next, it wasn't even strong arming. It was just like, if you're going to go, just fucking go. Don't complain about it. If you don't want to go, that's fine too. I left it open. But the way she looks at it is, she goes, you had that look on your face. I went, you know, I've had that look on my face about various things, and you've defied me. I don't know why this is different.
Defied you, huh?
Yes.
Ah. Little insight into the Lexi Poo household.
Well, I was during sexual situations. You know how it is. But the end of the story is she doesn't do anything she doesn't want to do.
Right.
She's
girl power.
Yeah. So something inside her said, this might be fun, or I might get a good dinner out of this tonight, or what have you. And we take off. And the next 18 hours was miserable. She made me miserable. I even turned her in the car and said, you're so good at making me miserable. I'm so fucking miserable because of you. I could be listening to loud music and be jacked up on caffeine and just loving life on the highway. And you could be home watching TV, hanging out with the animals and being completely happy. You did not have to come on this if you had that much disdain about it. At some point, you owed it to me and yourself to say, I don't want to go.
Totally off topic. But when you guys do that, like, what do you do with your critters?
Oh, there's a place downstairs that keeps them. It's real good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, you know, that was easy to do, too. So, yeah, it's the female mind definitely has to be prepared for such things. You know, she
or in the proper mindset to do something spontaneous.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, and you know when you catch a chick in that mode, like, sure, let's drive to Canada right now, yeah. You know.
We went out to dinner that night. She looked fantastic.
Well, good.
You know, and Kat couldn't have doted on her more and said the nicest things and everything. And in her mind, she's like, I looked like crap. I didn't feel that good. And I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Eh, she's no Lindley.
No. Well, we had a whole discussion about Lindley.
Okay.
Who, by the way, I have tremendous respect for.
I know.
Yeah. And of course, I couldn't hide my attraction to Lindley from Lisa. Yeah. Because I was just like, with Kat, it's like, I can't believe you got to sleep with her. That's just so amazing.
Lex is all starry-eyed.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, yeah, it's like, it's almost like I, you know, fucked her vicariously through him or something. But, and Lisa's like, I'm right here. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fuck you later.
But, been there, but done
I'm
that.
Going, but I'm going back a few years on this. Yeah. Kat's trying to explain what she looks like, and I go, she looks like Chanel West Coast on Ridiculousness. And she goes, is that why you watch that show all the time?
Oh, no.
Yeah, the female mind.
You should have just been very quiet at that point.
So I turned to her and I went, yeah, probably is. You know, because I'm in my 50s and I don't give a fuck anymore. I just tell the truth. I finally figured out that in the long run, even though at that moment it's uncomfortable and quirky and weird, that it never comes back on me. It's like pulling a Band-Aid off. It's over, you know, within the span of a few minutes.
Very true. I think it was Mark Twain who said, if you never tell a lie, you don't ever have to remember anything.
That's right. And I finally figured that out, you know, because in my marriage, I told lie after lie after lie about stupid things, about going to the store and shit like that. Never, you know, I didn't have an infidel moment until near the end of my marriage. Up until that point.
You know, infidel.
Yeah. I realize that has ambiguities, but you know what I mean. And an infidelity moment.
Well, I was actually thinking, la, 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 la.
Yeah. And, you know, at that point, I was at the point in the marriage where I was actually truthful about that. But it was the, you know, there were times I just wanted fucking 15 minutes to myself. Where I would go drive around and turn up some music and, you know, have just me in the car. And I would drive to a store and get a bottled water, to which I had 7 cases of at home. And
more water? Really, hon?
Yeah, and go in and grab it and drink it. And she'd be like, where'd you just go? I'm like, Walgreens. For what? A prescription? Oh, okay. But no, I went to a convenience store and got water. Just shit like that. Stupid fucking shit like that. I won't do it anymore.
Right.
Where were you?
And that's a healthy way to live, yeah. Honestly.
Where were you? I was jerking off in the bathroom.
At Walgreens.
To a friend of yours. Anyway. I'm glad that's off my chest. But you know, she likes it. She as much as it makes her uncomfortable because she's never met a guy like this, I've never met a guy like this. I'm just at that point in my life where it's like, fuck this. You know, all this stuff I do is stuff people talk about. I might as well just be honest about it.
Right. I agree.
You know, and if it doesn't mesh with your thoughts, you pack your shit and go, and it was a great relationship. I'll take the good from it and remember it and enjoy it, you know, digest it as, you know, the best part of the relationship, and I'll be good with it.
You know, you come to that realization, and I understand for a lot of people getting out of a marriage, you know, is very difficult because of like the money situation and kids and and what, where are you going to live? How are you going to live afterwards? You know, all of it, it's just so many times so much more financially feasible to just be miserable and married.
Yes.
So I get that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's that moment, I think, in most people's lives where you have to stop and say, you know, look at all the lies I'm telling. And if I were to just start telling the truth and my significant other doesn't like me, then I guess this just wasn't really supposed to be happening right now. You know, it just, if they don't like you for what you're really doing, you know, like you going to get water as opposed to a prescription, then I guess it's probably over and has been over for a long time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what she didn't like was that I had to have time to myself. That offended her. You know?
I can understand to a point. And, there's that happy medium.
And she thought I got all kinds of time to myself, like when she'd take Sam to the barn or whatever. But I tried to explain to her, it's like my phone rings off the hook. I take care of business stuff up till 5 or 6 o'clock every day. Yeah, there are days where my phone doesn't ring, but most days it does. And most days I have something to do. And most days I'm processing something. So I don't have time to myself. Between 5 and 8 at night is my best chance to have some time to myself, and sometimes I just have to take it. That's it.
Now, I know you're doing yoga. Congratulations on your 75th class, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
Do you ever just meditate without, like, doing yoga? You know, just sit at home quietly somewhere?
No, I don't like that.
How come?
I don't know. I think of the negative too much. Where when I'm in yoga, the difference is I don't think of anything, good or bad. I mean, I literally give my mind an hour off.
Right.
Which I am finding is more valuable than even thinking of good things.
Well, I think, and there's different schools of meditation, though. Some meditation is truly working to clear your mind. So kind of the same thing what you're getting when you're doing yoga.
Yeah.
You know, you concentrate on your breath and stuff. And if you find your mind wandering, you bring yourself back to your breath. You know, you have that place where you can come back to. So you're clearing and not thinking the thoughts that you just were.
Yeah, knock on wood. I don't even find it wandering. It just happens. You know, that's the best part. I don't even have to think about not thinking. It just happens. You know, you're
right.
You know, I don't know why that is, because maybe there are some poses to think about or breaths to take or what have you. But I'm amazed every single time that at the end of class, I go, wow, I didn't think of anything, like zero. And I've had some pretty heavy shit going on during this.
Right.
You know, in the beginning of yoga, I had, like, you know, heavy divorce stuff and bankruptcy stuff and things like that going on all at the same time. You know, a lot of phone calls, a lot of correspondence, a lot of getting stuff right so I can move on to the next chapter of my life. And it just was daunting. And I'd go into that room and forget about it all for 60 or 90 minutes, depending on what I do.
Good.
And
I'm glad you have that.
Yeah. So far, so good. I don't even like to talk about it because I'm afraid I'll, like, get in there and go, oh, God, I'm thinking about something. This is bad. Yeah.
The podcast. Damn you, Stacy.
Yeah. Wow. Stacy fucked something up for me. What a surprise.
Sorry.
Yeah. So it's just the female mind, you know. It's funny because if that would have been like a dude roommate or something, you know, he would have sat over in the car and, you know, probably been a little bit stoned or something. And he'd be just jamming the tunes and we wouldn't say a word to each other. You know, we'd go eat, hang out, you know, all that stuff. You know, it's like, you know, probably a few disrespecting disses, you know. You know, and making fun of each other.
What you boys do.
Yeah,
what
us boys do. And you know, talk about pussy we can't have and things like that. And then the next day you come home and the same thing, and it's over. Yeah, it was just, it was her 18-hour reminder I shouldn't have brought her.
I'm sorry.
And I hate to paint that picture of her because she's the lowest maintenance chick I've ever been with. I mean, truly. Right.
I think it is safe to say that all women have put a man through that at some point in their lives.
Yeah. I mean, usually I get the sense now looking back that those kind of moods don't even have anything to do with me.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them do, but for the most part, I can really look back and go, you know, something else was just eating her shorts at that time, and I just was in the way.
Yes.
I know she has these 4 or 5 days a year about stuff that happened in her life, you know, that she knows the anniversaries, and she doesn't say anything. She just gets, like, real super quiet and doesn't want to talk and stuff, you know. So I just, you know, it's her private thing. I don't get involved in it. I just try to understand, you know, that that's what that is and stay out of her fucking way. Because I'm good at
that. Unless Metallica's involved.
You know. I just looked at her and said, this is all your fault. You could have said you didn't want to go. She goes, no, I couldn't. Yeah. No, I couldn't. I saw the look on your face. I'm like, well, that's where your communication skills suck. Because you say the look, that's when you say the look on your face says differently. So I can say, I don't know what kind of fucking look I have on my face, but I'm totally okay with you not going. Because I was. I really was. I was completely 50-50, good either way, whether she went or not. Lover company.
Next time you're there at that 50-50 mark for whatever else comes up, just don't ask. And if she wants to, hopefully, you know, you guys are in a good enough place where she could say, you know, I was really hoping maybe you'd ask, you know, and then you say, yeah, that'd be great if you want to go. But then you're not putting any pressure on her. And then you still get Lexi time.
Yeah, that's fine. Believe me, I learned from it.
I hope so.
Yeah. You know, we got to the hotel and she says, she goes, I don't even know if I feel like going to dinner. I'm like, well, then don't. And she goes, I'll get dressed. I went, no, if you don't want to go, don't go.
Please don't go.
Let's not spend the money. Let's not have you eat food that's, you know, $75 a plate that you don't give a fuck about. You stay here. That's fine. You know, but she ended up going. That's what I can't figure out. That's the shit I can't figure out. It's like I've never made her do anything she doesn't want to do. I don't know why that thought crept into her head. I actually was kind of angered by it, like I was being manipulated. Like, I'm sorry, I never had said in this whole thing that you have to fucking go.
Now, is it possible? I mean, would this have been like the first time that's not really work related that you have gone somewhere without her? If she had not gone.
I don't think so, no.
I just wondered if there was kind of a...
No, because, you know, Sam and I have been to numerous horse shows without her.
You were in Michigan.
Yeah.
So no. Metallica.
So no. Well, we were in Michigan twice. We were in Michigan for a horse show.
Traverse City.
Yeah.
Where you decided to come in via Milwaukee.
Yes.
I I understand what you did. I get it.
Yeah.
And it's just funny that.
Well, I did it through Priceline. You know,
shame on them for doing this.
Yeah, who in their software don't point out to you, you know, because I asked for closest destination. You know, and
Traverse City, Michigan, which is Milwaukee.
And even I was like, really? It's not O'Hare? It's not, you know, it's not Grand Rapids? It's not, you know, it was just weird. But when you look on the map, Milwaukee's closer than Grand Rapids is.
Right.
Over the water.
But there's that big lake right there.
And there are there is a ferry 50 miles south and or 50 miles north and one at the airport, but they only run like twice a day. And we were and they don't run at night, so we were already in. And so it's like she's like, what are we, like 3 or 4 hours away? I said, from Chicago.
You've got to drive around the lake, sweetie.
No, we're going to get there like 3 in the morning. What time do you ride? I got to be there at 5:30. Oh, well, we'll make it.
You'll be sleeping.
Yeah, you'll just be sleeping in the car. Yeah.
And I love that story.
Yeah. I definitely wrote Priceline and said, you know, you may want to update your software to say that Milwaukee really isn't the closest city to Traverse City. Because it isn't.
No.
Just take.
Because there's all kinds of little airports. I mean, yeah, like you said, you could fly into Grand Rapids. You could fly into Saginaw. It's a tiny little airport, but you can fly in there.
Right. And I would have. I mean, you can fly into Traverse.
Well, yeah, next time you just do that.
Yeah. But that plane ticket was astronomical, was why we didn't.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, really, the thing to do would have been to fly into Detroit and just, which we did the second week.
Take a nice drive across the state of Michigan and take in its beauty.
Yeah, the second week we just got on, got out of the Detroit airport and went up, is it 75?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, which is, you know, runs all the way to Florida.
It ends in Tampa and goes all the way up to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was the way to do it.
Yeah. It's just funny, as a Michigan person, Milwaukee's just not even like in my wheelhouse. So when you had said you were flying into Milwaukee, I was like, what? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Because I'm fucking stupid. That's why.
No, you trusted Priceline.
I really did.
Because honestly, I'm sure Traverse City, Michigan is a huge vacation destination.
Yeah.
So I can't believe you were the first person that ever happened to.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. As soon as I got to Traverse and saw, you know, that, you know, this is a place people come to, I was like, come on, Priceline, really? But,
I'm surprised, actually, how many people who've never been to Michigan and don't know anyone that lives in Michigan are not aware that Michigan has the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
Like, when they think of Michigan, it's just the mitten, you know, but there's that whole part of the state up over the lakes.
Yeah. Yeah, they think that is Canada.
Yes. It's Canada. It's not. It's Michigan.
I know. So, that's... Anyway, that's the only snafu like that I've had with her thus far as traveling goes. She hates my driving. She hates to drive anywhere with me.
Why? What do you do?
She says I stay too close to those cement medians in the middle. She says that because I actually swerved over and hit one time when I wasn't paying attention.
Take that.
Yeah, so So she, I don't want to sit there and paint the fact that, you know, I have a perfect track record. I don't, but.
There's a median there. I just hit it.
Yeah.
Did you just keep going? I mean, was there like sparks as you slid along the side of it?
Yeah, I knocked my mirror shroud off, and it wasn't. It was about $600 worth of damage.
Okay, yeah, she has a very valid point. You do realize this.
Yeah. So she doesn't like driving with me. But to my credit, you know, I was pretty heavily medicated during those days. So even though I didn't have any in me at the time, I just wasn't as right as I am right now. Does that make sense?
Yes, you but are very right even right
in,
now, Lex.
Even in my completely lucid moments, you know, my life was a fog. There was so much stuff going on. And that, of course, led to her looking at me with in a not so good light at the time. Which is why our...
And that is why we have the lost episode.
That's why we have the lost episode, yes.
Yes.
But I have to take responsibility for it.
And I think you have, though. I mean, anytime you've talked to me about it, you've been very upfront about your issues versus her issues.
Yeah, I mean, she...
You know.
You know. She and I were slated to get married, and that little time in our relationship was enough for her to back off, and I backed off, you know, but it's like, we still feel the same about each other. It's just, it's like, you know, let's see how you completely spin out of this before, you know, we're way past that, you know, now we joke about getting married. Like...
I predict you two will elope. I think that one day I'll just get the phone call from you saying, hey, are you ready to record a podcast? We'll sit down, we'll start recording, and then you're just going to say, oh, by the way, Lisa and I got married this weekend.
No, you think that, and the way she goes about life, that totally makes sense, but this is also somebody that never forgets to record an episode of Say Yes to the Dress, so I know what I'm in for. I'm not stupid.
See, now, I went and got married at the courthouse, literally. I said to my mom, when we were kind of talking about it, I said, am I going to deprive you of any lifelong dream of seeing your daughter in a wedding dress? And she said, no. And I said, okay, good. We're going to the courthouse then. And so my mom, I had family actually come and everything, but my mom paid the $10 for the service. Oh. And said, there, I just paid for your wedding. And I said, thank you, Mom. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
And it was perfect. And I don't feel, you know, no, anything is less because it wasn't done in front of God and everybody else.
Now, Sandy and I eloped and it pissed people off. It pissed. My mom was pissed. Oh, my God, was she pissed. To which my response to her was, it's like, it's not your wedding. It's mine.
Very true.
And she just kind of looked
very,
at me.
Very, very true.
Looked at me and, you know, pulled her head back, you know, a half a foot or so. I went, yeah, that's true. She goes, all right, I'm over it. I said, it doesn't matter if you are or not, but okay, thanks.
Oh, well, like, I mean, I understand, but you also, you don't want your mom to not be over it. You, yeah, want her to get over it.
Our friends, our close friends were more in our face about it than anybody else, but they ended up spending the day with us after we eloped anyway. Yeah, we went out and had drinks and hung out, and it was a fun day, you know, for 10 or 12 hours. So it was fine. But... you know, it's like that day was a good day. It turned out
right.
It turned out, like, in my mind, like it was supposed to. I never had any regrets about it. I don't think she did. So, the wedding itself.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I understand.
So, anyway. All right. Well, cool. Mind of the Woman. Good to know. Send the books as a podcast.
Yes.
And I'm sure this will come up at some other time, in some other instance, in some other way. But that wraps up podcast number 61. We appreciate you guys listening. We will see you fresh and early for number 62. Bye.
Bye-bye.